Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Rand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab it, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we
brought
our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so me, sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder, masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 495 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez, and we got a return guest tonight. You know what I'm saying? Straight up out of Tennessee, feeling great. He's got some dope new music we're going to play tonight. You know what I'm saying? Also, he's got a project that's dropping literally next month, which is coming up here in a few. So let's bring on the one and only Feel of the Great, man. How you doing, brother?
Hey, how you doing, man? How y'all doing, man? I love being here, man. Welcome back, man. My first appearance is on 1025. Now we in the campaign for the Philosophy EP dropping Friday, and I can't wait, man. Thank y'all for having me again.
Man, no problem. The Philosophy EP is dropping this Friday, folks. You guys got to go get that. Is it going to be it's going to be online, I imagine, but is it going to be physical copies available as well?
Now, right now, it will be, but we're going to start it, move it digitally first, and then we're going to get some hard copies. But I am going to have hard copies available strictly for the radio stations. You know, radio stations don't want digital. They want the hard copies. So I will have hard copies for my submissions to the radio stations. But it's going to be out on every platform, Tidal, iTunes, anywhere they sell music, man, Amazon. So we're going to start there. And just to let the people know, man, I'm doing a online listening party, live listening party, Friday from 6 p.m. Central to 8 p.m. Central. So they can join me via Instagram or Facebook live. On Instagram, it will be Philo the Great, P-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T. And on Facebook, it will be Boss Radio Live 4E. So they can go to Boss Radio Live 4E, and we'll be doing a simulcast, a live listening party. So everybody can go ahead and view and preview the CD and the EP, the Philosophy, and go get it right before you go get it. So that's how confident I am, bro, is I'm letting them listen to it first, and then they can go ahead and get it. You know what I mean?
You know what? Exactly, man. That's what we missed out on growing up. You didn't really have that. You know what I'm saying? You had to go to the record store and just buy it. You know what I mean? So that's dope that you're actually willing to do that for the artist. What made you want to do that?
Well, what actually made me want to do it, man, is that, like you say, man, growing up, we didn't have that luxury. So the times are changing. If you don't adapt and overcome, then you're going to be stuck behind time. So I want to just move with what's going on now. And that's visuals. People want to see what you're doing. People want to be in your life. And I'm sitting here planning with my team now, man. And Carrie made a statement. She said, man, people want to see the actual process nowadays. They don't want to see the finished product. You know, like you just said, Scott, we had to get the finished product. We didn't know how good it was, how bad it was. We just had to buy it. You know what I mean? So now you can actually, people actually can be part of the process now. So I'm letting them in on the process, man. You can go live. You can do more social media, man, so you can have a more intimate relationship with the fans and the, and your supporters.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You get to meet a lot of great people. I've met many people all over the whole world. And one thing I've noticed, the one common bond we all have, you know what I'm saying, if you take away religion, politics, and everything else, is music. You know what I'm saying? I've seen more people come together for music. Do you believe, feel that music is something that could bring people together moving forward? Because right now it looks like everything is dividing people. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. And just,
I know.
Yeah, just to answer your question, man, music, I'm gonna tell you like this. Music reshapes this culture that we live in. Music is the shaping of the culture we live in. If you think about it, if you pay attention to everything, has music in it. From your Fortune 500 companies, the Walmarts, the Targets, they have hip-hop in the commercials, McDonald's, Burger King, Cadillac. So hip-hop is a part of everything that's going on right now, man. Music itself. You can't really shop without music. You can't really do anything without some form of music being involved. So music really is the catalyst, and it's the driving force behind the reshaping of this culture in the United States.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Music is definitely the best way to reach people. And, you know, you're going through some things. You got some shit going on in your life. Best therapy in the world is music. You know what I'm saying? Best therapy in the world. Since you've been making music, Philo, man, what would you say has been the most rewarding for you? You know what I'm saying? Is it the reaction from the people, comments you get about your music? What's been the best for you, man?
Well, man, basically is therapy. Is me doing music, it's been very therapeutic to my life, my struggles. My shortcomings, my ups, my downs, my good times, my bad times. So music has always been a therapeutic outlet for me. I'm sane right now because of music. From various situations I've been in, it's the music that keeps me grounded, helps me to think and to get along with others and not blame nobody for any situation that I've been in. You know what I mean? I take it. I come through it the best way I can. And I keep looking forward, man, for the next good thing to come my way. And not always sitting back waiting on negativity because, man, you bring about what you think. If you sit back and think negative thoughts, then guess what? Negative coming. If you sit back and think positive thoughts, then you're going to channel those positive thoughts to positive people being in your life. And so that's where I'm at now in my life, changing my circles, evolving as a man, evolving as a person, and really getting somewhere and putting this music thing to good use and really attacking it as a business and not just someone who's doing music.
Yeah. You're coming at it from both angles, man. You the business side of it as well as the true talent artist side of it, because you definitely got skills. And we're going to let the people hear that right now. I want to – you sent me a good variety of tracks. I want to go with – I'll tell you what, man. Let's go with Wolves first, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this dope track?
All right, so Wolves, man, all the listeners out there, Wolves is one of those tracks that pretty much, man, you got to watch who you're around, man. Wolves come in sheep clothing. So just because everybody scream they're your dog, they're your partner, they down, they want to see you make it, a lot of them people repping like a mascot are the same people doing their best to bring you down when you ain't around. So you got to be careful who you got in your circle. You got to know that the people around you are really for you. And at the same time, if you got those people down for you, man, then you be a good instrument as well, and you give out what you expect to receive. So if you want kindness, then you give kindness. You want respect, you give respect. And that's basically what Wolves about, man. It's just to watch the people who are around you, man, because everybody ain't straight. Everybody ain't for you.
Yeah, sure ain't lying, man. That's real talk, man. We're going to be right back. Make sure to get the philosophy this Friday, people. Don't go nowhere. This is the Murder Master Music Show with Feel the Break. Be right back.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Philo the Great. I got my second EP dropping February 2nd. Yeah, you heard me. Your boy is back. It'll be available everywhere they sell music digitally on all platforms. So go get that. Hey, until then, visit 4eradio.com for more details. You heard? Let's get it. Go.
In a while, making them pray, but it's about to go down. Prayed up and ready, I stay. I'll be okay. Philo the greatest I shall. Being a careless shit for no good. Just makes excellent enough for wood. No more habitat is the wood. But found in the suburbs of hoods. Consider my dog, we kicked it like soccer. Turned out you were an imposter. No rats form shall prosper against me. Thanks to my father, better take heed. Keep your eyes open. I was not wild to come and see clothing. Coping, smoking, hoping. The words I blow are fucking stolen, but I'm knowing why we'll stay roaming.
Talking about right there, man. And you know what, Philo, man, this song resonates with me because I've been in this game, you know, a couple decades now, and you come across a lot of people, man, like you said, their motives, you don't really know what they are until the knife is already in and twisted. You know what I mean? So
right. That,
you know, you're already jaded by the time you've been in this for a few years. You're like, what the fuck? You don't really want to fuck with people. You don't trust people. And eventually, it gets to the point, you know what I'm saying, where you either got to make a decision. Do I really want to keep doing this, or I just want to say, fuck it, you know? But a lot of us, man, we grind it out. We stick it out, man, and we listen to songs like Wolves. Helps us get us through.
Right.
Some props for making that shit, man, real talk.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, bro. And man, I'm here with one of my guys, man, James, man, James Sook. And he's a cool dude, man. He gave me a quote, man, and we was talking, and he was like, Philo, man, you know, I almost gave up on humanity, bro. And when he told me that, that hit home with me because I just met James, and he welcomed me in. I'm in his house right now actually giving this interview, man. We've been planning some things out for this EP and for the future. We got a big horizon ahead of us in 2018, but
man, you got to realize, man, where we at and the times that we live in, bro. Everybody ain't the same, man. It's like with all these, and I don't want to just blame it on the drugs, but it's like it's so many drugs nowadays, man. Like so many people popping pills, so many people sipping syrup. Like who's really putting business and prosperity and growth? Like who's giving that? What happened to that? I remember when we was coming up, bro. Even in the hood, you couldn't hustle by no school. And
no,
if you was
couldn't.
A kid, you couldn't hustle. Period. You had to go to school.
Yeah.
Even the ODs made you go to school. It was rules and regulations back then. Nowadays, it seems to be no rules and regulations to nothing. It's like everybody just doing whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. Renegades and people doing whatever they want. I saw the decline, man. I saw it slipping. And I saw, you know what happened? A lot of the older dudes, man, they was getting put away or killed. And you got the young cats just running around, no authority, no guidance, no structure. And before you know it, man, yeah, it's just total chaos, man. And I noticed, too, there's a huge lack of respect going on. Back in the day, I'm not saying we're wild or anything like that, didn't do dumb shit, but there was consequences, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's certain things that you know what I'm saying, you can get in serious trouble for. Nowadays, a lot of people seem to be getting passes left and right, and that ain't cool, man. We gotta make sure our youth know a better way than what's going on right now. That's for damn sure. But with your music, you know what I'm saying, do you reach any of the youth today? Do you get through to them? Because we find some dope young artists every once in a while on the show. We showcase them. You know what I'm saying? We love to showcase young talent. Do you come across any young talent, man, when you're out there doing your thing?
Man, it's young talent everywhere, man. Like, I see so much of the young talent. But the thing I'm starting to notice about the young talent, man, is there's not a lot of knowledgeable older people. So the young ones are the innovators. The young ones are the ones making these new rules, setting the standard, because, man, there's no thing as tradition no more, bro. When social media hit, all that traditional stuff went out the window. Now it's get it the best way you can. Create your own buzz. Create your own fan base. Do your own thing. Make people gravitate to what you got going on. And it's readily available because of the resources. Because of the social media, because of you don't have to have a major label no more. So with the young kids, man, I just really feel like they have no one really to look up to, man, really to give the knowledge like we had. We did have older people to really go talk to, but the it's like it's a like you say, it's a respect thing. The young ones don't respect the older ones, and the older ones don't respect the young ones. And so, but until the we find some type of happy medium, then these young dudes, man, they really hungry, and they feel like that ain't nobody listening to them, so they tend to rebel and become rebels and do the stuff that they do. But you're right. It's a lot of dope talent out here, man. I just want them to capitalize and get their own money, man. Learn distribution. Learn copyrights. Learn how to register yourself with a pro. So anything you do as far as your intellectual property, you'll own it, and can't nobody come take it from
you. Yeah. You got to definitely, you got to be on top of your game. Especially you're putting out music, man, because anybody could take a sample of your production, make a beat out of it, or some quote, some words you said in a song or something, you know, that would be your intellectual property, even if it's on somebody else's platform, if they took it from you. And people need to know that, hey, you can get paid for that. If someone does that to you, if your shit is right, you can get paid for that, man. That's real talk. You've been in this business now, you know what I'm saying, you've been in it for a minute, you put out music, you know what I'm saying, you're doing your own thing. I know you got radio going, you're doing a lot of radio stuff. You know what I'm saying, where do you find time for all this, and how do you, put it all together?
Well, I consider myself to be like Batman, man. During the day, I'm Bruce Wayne, I run a company, and at night, I'm in the booth making music, I turn into Batman. So just time, man, it's just wanting more. I come from the have-nots, the less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? So I want more. And when you reach a certain age, there's no more excuses. I don't care what hand you were dealt. I don't care what you've been through. Once you reach a certain age, it's on you to change where you are in life. You can come up. All you have to do is have the mindset too. It all starts with a mindset. Before you can become anything or change anything, you must first have the mindset to dedicate yourself and be disciplined to change. And a lot of that has to deal with you as a person. Admit where you are. Admit what's wrong with you. Because a lot of times, man, it's easy for us to point the finger at somebody else and play victim. But what did you do to cause that? And so we have to start with self. I done started with myself, and you can hear it on this EP, man, Philosophy EP. Like I say, coming this Friday is the evolution of Philo the Great. You know what I mean? And like you said, you did mention the radio. Shouts out to Valerie Denise Jones, my business partner with the 4E Radio, man. And I have a show, Boss Radio Live. So I just try to do everything that tie in together. The radio and the music work hand in hand. So I just try to make sure I'm setting the bar and owning anything that I do. I want to own it. I want to control it because I don't want nobody else controlling it. So we live in that age right now where, like I say, resources are readily available. And right now, this is the best time to be in music and be an entrepreneur because of the resources that we have readily at our fingertips, especially with Google University.
You're right, man. It's so much easier now. Or back in the day, again, I go back there, but it's true. It goes along with what you're saying. You know, if you wanted to put out an album, there were so many processes. By the time you got the album out, you had to pay 20 people. You know what I'm saying? Now,
right.
You can do it all. You could be your own
A&R,
graphics man, you know what I'm saying, distribution, all that stuff. So, yeah, man, it's definitely, you can make a movie now that normally would have costed, you know, millions of dollars, $100,000. You can do it yourself. All you need is the equipment, man, and the software and the programs, and, you know, there's YouTube tutorials you can watch to do anything. So,
right.
These guys got it at their fingertips, man. What would you say, you know what I'm saying, Philo, is the most defining moment in your life that you said, you know what, I want to start doing hip-hop? Was it because of something that, you know, might have sparked something in you in your life? Or was it, you know, were you, you know, a big fan of music and just something you always wanted to do? What made you get to this point?
Well, bro, I don't have a choice. Music is what it is. It's coded in my DNA. I come from a musical family. My mom did music. My father did music. And so my aunt, she's a professional gospel singer, Nona Brown. So it's just tied to me. The first song I heard that really made me want to do music was Houdini, The Freaks Come Out at Night. And when the Freaks Come Out at Night came out. That was my first concert, Houdini, the Fat Boys, and Heavy D. And it turned me out. It turned me out to the point where I knew I wanted to do music, but what really turned me out was the dropping a gangster rap with NWA. That's when I jumped off the porch. You know, Houdini got me to the music part where I love hip hop, but when I jumped off the porch, it was NWA.
Wow, yeah, definitely. Yeah, man, those were the good days, good old days of hip-hop, man, because everybody was finding their own style and their craft in different regions, too. Like, you knew who was from where, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you look back at it, you could see what region created what style of hip-hop, you know? Like, you being from Tennessee, man, you know, so much innovation and culture in Tennessee. A lot of the other places, I believe, got their game from Tennessee. You know what I'm saying?
Let's call it what it is. Atlanta. Atlanta took the crunk sound. It was buck. We called it getting buck. Atlanta took the sound and called it crunk. But it was Lil Jon was doing what 3-6 Mafia was already doing. The problem why in the character. Memphis, the mentality of Memphis was the artists and local artists were separated. So when Atlanta came up and Lil Jon came up with the Croc sound, which we was already doing it, they took it further because they stuck together. Everybody supported everybody. Everybody was doing features on each other's music and made Atlanta just turn into the Hollywood of the South. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and here we are today, and you can see a lot of influences. You know, a lot of guys sounded like Lil Infamous. That's why I'm so happy that Lil Infamous, his son, is actually coming out. You know, with the C6, because that dude, I don't know if you heard him, man, he sounds just like his father. It's amazing. You know, very talented young man. You know, well, what about, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing? We know you're rapping, you're CEO of the, you know, your label and everything. Do you have any artists that's coming out under you that we can look forward to?
Well, right now, man, I just consult artists right now, but none signed to me. I'm really trying to make my mark in the game and really make a good imprint as a person. You know what I'm saying? Because you get more people, they really don't want to take advice from you because nowadays it's put up or shut up. Like, well, what have you done? Why should I come work with you? So before I get someone on the label, I really want to let them know that, hey, I did it before you. Here are my accolades. I'm not asking you to do nothing that I haven't already done. It's a process. So I'm making sure I go through the process, I get the system down, and therefore when someone else comes on, all they have to do is follow the steps that have already been laid out before them. So it keeps them from bumping their head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, I tell you a few, let's give them another joint, you know what I'm saying? Let's give them POA, man. Tell everybody about this one.
All right, POA is an acronym, and what it stands for is position of authority. And basically, I'm talking to those in who have the position of authority. A lot of people, man, they know the hood is messed up, man. They know it's drugs being sold, it's guns being shot, and it goes on every day. But what makes me mad about it is that don't nobody want to do nothing about it until an innocent little girl or innocent little boy or innocent bystander gets shot. Now all of a sudden everybody want to hold hands, boycott, sing kumbaya, light candles, put flowers on the curb. When this been going on 365 days, bro, like it ain't new. But y'all turn a blind eye to it when ain't nobody getting hit. But as soon as somebody get hit innocent, now everybody want to come out the woodworks. So pretty much that's what POA is pretty much about. It's about the positions of authority, man. And Philo the Great out here, man. I'm repping for the hood. Voice of the hood.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back right here. Philo the Great, you know what I'm saying, Murder Master Music. So make sure to get the philosophy this Friday. Don't be sleeping on it. This POA. We'll be right back.
It ain't all about a meal or a deal, but how I felt and how I feel, and about how many scars I can heal with these skills. I've been going through it without music, I probably lose it, and despite all my problems, like Nike, I just do it. Breathe balls in the booth, releasing my truth, reminiscing about the fucked up shit I've been through. Not to dwell on the past, but to tell you it's your past. I confess that I'm blessed, I believe hell is mad, cause I speak with a positive tongue. I bar none and tolerate for bullshit I don't have. Just getting started to feel fun, writing, no record.
finish me. Position of authority. I know you've been ignoring me. I know I be lyrically shitting on the majority. I promise me I'll be a memory until the industry don't speak of me. After God sees me to finish me.
Position of authority, man. It's a dope title right there, and it's real, real music, man. Because Cats need to hear that. You're 100% right, man. A lot of times, it's infants, it's children, it's mothers get caught in the crossfire, man. Salute to you for making that track,
man. Appreciate it, bro. I'm just trying to put out the best music, real content. I like to tell people, man, if you pick up this same EP 10 years from now, still going to have its same relevance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's good music to hear, too. And I noticed with your music feel, you come with different styles, man. You know, sometimes you hit them with some realism. You know what I'm saying? You got feel-good music. You got street stuff. I mean, you're a very well-rounded artist, man. And, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to believe that this is only, like, your second project, right?
Right, it's only my second project. Actually, I've been rapping a long time. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm not gonna lie to you. Come on here and tell you, man. I only been rapping 2 years and sound like, nah, bro. I've been rapping over 10 years. The thing is, Philo just never had enough confidence, enough capital. Like I told you, I come from the less fortunate. I didn't have money. I didn't have nobody to put resources and capital behind me and say, hey, here, take this, chase your dream. You know what I'm saying? So I always worked, but I always wrote, I always rapped. And people used to be like, man, why are you working this job? You need to be making music. You sound better than everybody on the radio. But I never had enough confidence because, hell, look at how many people actually make it in this game. So I stayed working. You know what I mean? It just, within the last 3 years, bro, honestly, my daughter was born March 25th, 2014. Shout out London Driscoll. She was born. And I looked at her, man, and I asked myself, bro, if your job fire you today, how you going to feed her? You can't put her back. So what you going to do? And that's when I went to the garage and pulled out my desktop, old Dell desktop, and got all my music off of there, man, and put out a 19-track album of all the songs I had on there, man, just to say I completed it, I did it. And from that release, I just been constantly on the grind trying to increase my knowledge, learn this business, and now we're here right now. And to say that I added some key people along the way, man, and I'm going to tell people this, man. Sometimes, man, the people you hang around stops your success, especially when you outgrew the things that you all were doing. Some people might stay with them, but if you outgrew those things and you have matured and you went through a level of maturation, then you have to find new circles to get in, bro. And sometimes you got to be by yourself first and then just pray about it, man. Just seek new circles. Seek people who are a success story, who have a form of success, man. If you want to be successful, get around other successful people. If you want to be broke, get around broke people. And that's what's going to happen. If you got money and you hang around 9 broke people, you're going to be the 10th broke person. If you hang around 9 rich people and you're broke, you're going to get it, and you're going to have some money. So, you know, that's where Philo is with his life. I'm changing my circles. I'm changing my surroundings. I'm on a path of entrepreneurship, and I want to be a mogul. And so that's what I'm chasing. I want to be a mogul. I want to be known for music. I want to be known for radio. I want to be known for consulting. I want to be known for any and everything there is to do in this music biz. I want to touch it.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about, because, you know, you got to set goals, you know what I'm saying? You got to strive for greatness, you know what I'm saying? That's a positive message, man. You got to respect that. And that's what I did with UGS over the years. You know, we dropped a compilation in 2011. We had probably 110, 112 people on that project. I only talked to five of them now. You feel what I'm saying? It's like you got to be able to maneuver through the game, and you got to be able to, you know, connect with the right people. You know, right now we got a lot of positive cats working together, and everything's smooth, and you know, the egos are pushed to the side. You know what I'm saying? And people are able to get shit done, make some good music together, and you know, make the connections we need to make.
And I got my team in here, man. My team asked me when can we put another compilation together and get CeeLo the Great on that compilation.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. I'll send you a beat right now. I'm actually putting together stuff right now. Shout out to the homie D-Tag. He's producing the whole project. We got a project right now called Fuck the Lame Stream. It's coming out. You know, we're looking at late spring. You know what I'm saying? I'll send you something right now, man, because what I'm doing is I'm A&R-ing the whole project, and I got a few beats, you know what I'm saying? Cats didn't really come through, you know what I'm saying? So we got a few slots left, man, if you want to hop on one of these tracks, man. I'd be honored to have you on it.
All you got to do is send it to me, bro. By time you say your prayers and go to bed and wake up, it'll probably be back in your inbox. Bing!
That's what's up, man. Hey, I love hearing that because, you know, a lot of times we get people that, you know what I'm saying, you know, they want to be on the track or whatnot. We send them the beat, and then 3 months later and 300 excuses later, you know what I'm saying. But I tell you what, it's coming together beautifully right now, man. We got a good blend of music from all sides, including around the world. You know what I'm saying? And it's a nice little project, man. So, yeah, most definitely. Be looking out for that. We're going to get at you for that, Philo. But this Friday, you know what I'm saying, Philosophy drops, you know what I'm saying? If you could say one thing to make people want to go and get it, man, what would you tell them right now, you know what I'm saying, to make them go get this? Why should they go get this, Philo?
Because they need to be the one talking about it and not being the one hearing about it. It always feels better when you can tell somebody else, hey, you heard CeeLo? You heard that philosophy? No, I ain't heard. Man, go get it. And then when they go, oh, man, CeeLo, bump him. I'm glad you put me on CeeLo so you feel better. And like you said, CeeLo is a versatile artist. I give you everything. I'm not a one-track artist. I'm not a one-hit wonder. I'm an emotional creature. I'm a human being. So I touch every emotion. I touch every real aspect of my life. I put it down on paper because it's therapeutic to me. And hopefully it will touch others and help them get through anything that they're going through. And they can look at CeeLo and say, hey, CeeLo didn't run raised with money. CeeLo came from the hood, but CeeLo stayed down till he came up. And that's what CeeLo's doing. I'm staying down till I come up. I'm sticking with it. I got tunnel vision, and I'm not stopping till I accomplish my goals, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hell yeah, man. Definitely. Now, you got a radio show, you know what I'm saying, that you do, and which is, you know what I'm saying, I believe you go live in the afternoon, do you not?
Correct. It's Boss Radio Live, and it's on 4E Media, and we as well are on Blog Talk Radio. We are on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and the times are consistent. It's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and if you're on the Pacific, it's 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find us Mondays is Make My Music Mondays, where I play all my music, so I give fans a chance to connect with me. I tell them the story behind the music, what I was going through when I actually wrote the song. Because a lot of times we hear songs and you don't know if the artist actually wrote the song, if it was a ghostwriter, or you don't know the story behind the story. So I share that on Mondays. Tuesdays is Talented Tuesdays, where I feature other artists, like you're featuring me on your show tonight, and shouts out to you as well. So I feature other artists on Talented Tuesdays, and Thursdays I bring them back in the office and give them an interview. On Thursdays, and then Friday is Philip Anthony and Valerie Denise, and that's pretty much our talk show where we just keep the people abreast of all the trending topics going on in hip hop and going on throughout this wicked world we live in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that's what's up, man. Now radio, you know, I definitely know it could be very unpredictable. It could be very rewarding, obviously. You know what I'm saying? If you had any moments, you know what I'm saying, where you know, that were pretty wild on the radio. I know we've had a few over here, like MC Shan going off on KRS-One that one time, or Jerry Heller, rest in peace, talking about Eazy wanting to kill Suge Knight. Have you ever had any anything go, let's just say, to the left on the radio show?
Yeah, man, like just not too long ago, man, we just had some prank callers or whatever. They called in just really with racial slurs, just talking crazy. So, you know, me, I welcome it. No, I welcome it, though. I welcome it because I like to show their ignorance. You know what I mean? I don't stoop down and join them. I ask them real questions. You know what I mean? Why you do what you do? And, you know, just questions to get up under their skin as well and really make them feel like kids at the end of the day, because that's what they were doing, you know, being childish. But just calling into the show with racial slurs, you never know who's on the other end of that mic. When you make that mic hot, you don't know what you're getting, actually. So it is very interesting. You just got to know how to do damage control and learn how to use the mute button. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to hit mute.
Yeah, you got to use the mute button. And I also recommend those listening thinking start our show, get you some good sound effects. You know, we got Joe Pesci out here. We got the dude from Full Metal Jacket. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're ready. We're ready for that fuckery. You know, it happens. It happens, man, you know, from time to time. But also, you know, sometimes you capture, you know, just radio gold, man, where it's just like, wow, man, this is amazing to be hearing this. Are there any moments now, flip side of this, where, you know, that really stand out that you're going to remember that were real, real dope moments during the course of the show?
Yeah, man, like one of the dopest moments we had, man, was just the other night. A matter of fact, I was on Valerie's show, man, Media Fury. And
shout
you know the movie is coming out. Yeah, shout out to Valerie, man. She's one of the hardest working women in this industry. But the movie's coming out, the Black Panther movie. And she had a challenge on there, man. Another guy was on there by the name of Michael Gaines. Shout out to Jeff Hodges. He was on there. He's an extra in the movie. But they had a challenge going out for people to take 5 kids to go see the movie, man, to sponsor 5 kids to go see the movie. And so I accepted the challenge. I'm going to take 5 kids to go see the Black Panther movie, man. Philo the Great will do it. And when I do it, man, I'm going to go live and show, let people know it's for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the kids. And I got the Whitney Houston approach. I believe the children are the future. Somebody believed I was the future, and I'm actually living in it, walking in it right now. Just trying to do the things I can, man, to prepare myself to change my situation, to change the things I'm going through, so one day I can reach back and help somebody else, bro.
Man, salute to you for that, man. You're right, man. The kids definitely, they need more mentors and more people just taking the time out to let them know they care, man. A lot of these kids have nothing. They go home to nothing. So, yeah, man, shout out to you for doing that, man. Real talk. And, again, shout out to Valerie. She's definitely, like you said, one of the hardest working women in hip-hop, period. She definitely a go-getter, so shout out to her. We got a caller on the line, then we're going to go to another track. But after that, I want to come back. I want to give you the floor. I want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you plug everything you got going. We got the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a question he wants to ask you. Sin, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? What's up, Philo the Great? So,
hey, what's up?
First, congratulations for your song, POA, Position of Authority, because it's a deep song. It has the old Memphis vibe in the singer and the hook, you know. Can you tell us about the old Memphis sound, who has the deep feel? And I think a lot of rookies now don't have this feel now. They can't feel it because it's the blues of Memphis. Can you tell us about this time back in the day?
Okay, so just to make sure I understand you, you're asking me about the sound of Memphis music now, right? How is it now opposed to the blues? Is that what I heard? Am I reiterating your question right?
Yeah, I think about more the old Memphis sound, like 8-Ball, all that,
or
the Gamble Funk sound.
Right. Well, the sound, man. And I gotta commend you too, man, for being all the way in France, man, and knowing about A-Ball, MJG, because they really the pioneers of Memphis music, man. Along with Gangsta Pat, these are people who were really coming up in Memphis. They were locals. A-Ball and MJG end up moving out of Memphis. Moving to Texas, and they signed with Tony Draper with Suave House, but they rep, and so they always rep Memphis. And then you had 3-6 Mafia to come up, who never left Memphis, but what they did at that time, they took over the street, the mixtape game. But it wasn't mixtapes back then, because if you notice, mixtape stuff back then were jack beats. Like, it wasn't no original beats. And you called that a mixtape. Matter of fact, Ice Cube made that hot when he did the Jacket for Beach with the Lynch Mob, if y'all remember that. And that's how mixtapes really came about, when people were jacking other beats and just going ham on. So nowadays, man, you got these, I will call them millennials or so to say, whatever they say, they making mixtapes and putting out mixtapes, but they have original beats. And those are not mixtapes. Those are albums. Anytime you have original content, those are albums, because that's original beats, original music, and those are albums. And I don't like the fact that they give that away. And anybody that's listening to me now, man, on this show, man, stop giving away your music, man. Stop giving away your music, especially original material, calling it mixtapes. But just to answer your question, man, I come from that era. I come from Ball and G. If you listen to my music, listen to my style, it was more on that real style, more on real issues that really happens in the hood every day. You can learn something listening to Philo the Great. Philo the Great will keep you from making a mistake if you listen to the music and take heed to the music, opposed to telling you just to go grab some pills and pop a couple perkies, and then everything going to be all right in the morning. That's not the... It's not the answer. You know what I mean? The answer is to always work hard, stay true to yourself, and go get it.
Yeah, that's what I told about 8-Ball or T-Love or that kind of lyrics, I'm saying. And it's good to see like Scarface El Capone, who made the group number one OGs with the song Miss the Underground Memphis, because he has a vibe of the soul now, see?
Right. And so, hey man, I'm really impressed by you, my dude. Calling out Scarface Al Capone. My name is Scarface Al, straight from the underworld, black brother, gold teeth with a nubo curl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For you to really know about that, man, I'm impressed, man, of you all the way in France, man. Please look me up, bro. Philo the Great, T-H like phone, ELOTHEGREAT. And that's on all social media platforms, man. I love to connect with you, man. You out there in France, I love to connect with you, my dude.
Hell yeah.
Well, I try to educate in Europe, saying like a Spanish fly created all this trap shit you have now. He did it in 1990.
Hey man, you still blowing my mind. Now I'm finna give you a Spanish fly. So you know Spanish Fly was a DJ, and Spanish Fly used to his favorite phrase used to be like
yes, SMK, Petty Tony, all the time.
Hey man, I'm really impressed by you, man. You know where I'm from, bro. I jump off the porch out there, bro, and I'm happy to be the age I am, man, and to say I survived the streets of Memphis, bro.
Yeah.
But I was in Memphis in summer 95, so I grew up on this Memphis sound, I say. Mystic Stars, all that.
Right, right, right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I salute you, my G. I salute you, my G.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. My co-host, Pittsburgh Pat, you know what I'm saying? He's on the line right now, man. He wants to holler at you quick, Philo. Pittsburgh Pat, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, Philo, man, I just wanted to, you know, shout you out real quick, man. You know what I mean? Good to have you back on the show. I apologize for being late. To be honest with you, man, we just had so many shows this week that I forgot this one started an hour earlier, you know. But, yeah, I forgot this one started an hour earlier, man. But thanks for coming back on the show, man. It's good to have you.
Hey, man, it's no problem, man. I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate the way y'all handle y'all business over there on the platform, man. Y'all promotions, y'all marketing. If y'all notice, I'm always liking, sharing, retweeting, everything, man, because I just appreciate the love. I appreciate real dudes, man. So y'all got a real dude here in Philo the Great. And I'd like for y'all to come on my show, too, man. So whenever y'all want to come, man, just hit me up, man. I'll make room for y'all. You hear me?
That's dope. I appreciate that, man. Real talk.
That's love.
But I'll tell you what, everybody, man, this issue has been real. You know, episode 495 in the books. If you're just tuning in now and you want to check out the whole episode, go to UGSForLife.com. It'll be up about a few minutes after we end the episode. But I want to make sure everybody this Friday goes and gets the philosophy. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be available everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give you the floor before we get off into this track called I Don't Know. I want to give you the floor to promote, man, all your social media, whatever you got, man. The floor is yours, Philo.
All right, man. First of all, man, Scott, appreciate y'all. Pittsburgh Pat, stopping through. My guy, man, from France, I believe his name was Sin. Is that right, Scott?
Yeah,
is Sin?
Lord Sinister, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, shout out to you, my dude, man. You really made me proud, man, knowing my history all the way in France, my city's history, where I jumped off the porch at. But, man, this Friday, don't be the one hearing about it. Be the one talking about it, baby. Your boy's back, Philo the Great, with a EP entitled Philosophy. It's not spelled the traditional way. It's spelled P-H-E-L-O-S-O-P-H-Y. I had to put my name in it because it is my truth, my life, my journey, and it's my story, and can't nobody tell it but me. So with that being said, I need y'all to tune in Friday, February the 2nd. We're going to kick it off on the radio show from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. The phone number to call is 323-642-1143. It will be hosted by celebrity consultant, the lovely Valerie Denise Jones. And right after that show, we will go into the live listening session. We will have a live listening party. You can tune in on the Instagram Live, which is under Philo the Great. That's P-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T. And we will be streaming live on Facebook as well. And I'm going to use the Philo the Great Facebook just because I want to keep everything Philo the Great. So it's easy for you all to navigate and find what we got going on. So you can reach Philo the Great, P-H like phone, E-L-O. T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T on all social media sites. Everything's Philo the Great. And don't forget to go to the website, 4eradio.com, and you can keep up with everything we got going on. So 4eradio.com, and y'all stay on the lookout because we got a philothegreat.com coming at you soon. So everything going to be Philo the Great. We're getting branded over here. You heard me? So y'all just come check out your boy Friday, February 2nd. Listen. Don't be too late. Don't be too late. It's Philo the Great. It's Philo the Great. Go cop that record. Go cop that record. February the 2nd. February the 2nd. And you'll be glad you did. You heard? Scott, back to you, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Philo the Great, man. Real talk, man. Everybody go cop that record. You know what I'm saying? Friday the 2nd. Here's one final track as we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Hell of a show. This one's called I Don't Know, man. Why don't you lead us out with this one, brother?
Hey, man, this is one of the near dearest tracks to my heart. One of the best tracks I ever done. It's called I Don't Know. It's basically talking about the struggles of a black man. If you're a black man, man, you should understand this, man. And this is not no victimized song or for you to just get down on yourself. No, it's for you to understand who you are, where we come from. And even though we face a lot of adversities, bro, we're strong. And if anything that you're going through, as long as you change your mindset, it's all about your mindset. As long as you change your mindset, you can conquer anything as long as you got breath in your body. The only time it's too late, when you expire. So if you're still here breathing, stop making excuses. Learn something. Get around different people. Get around somebody who know more than you. Learn from them, man. Learn from them. Because there's still a lot of good people out here, man, that's willing to teach, that want to see you succeed. Everybody don't want to see you fail, bro. Everybody ain't a hater. So don't take that approach. Don't take that mentality. Change your mindset. Change your mindset. So with no further ado, man, this is I Don't Know. This your boy, Philo the Great, and it's been a pleasure. Let's get it.
Platforms.